back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park, Part 6, which first aired on July 19th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, courageous visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with a physical structure never before dreamed of by mortal men. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, and race a speeding bullet to its target. And who fights the battle of truth and justice on Earth, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he and young Nancy Fardet, owner of Happyland Amusement Park, were waiting at the park for a telephone call from Lois Lane. If you remember, Midway Martin, owner of a rival amusement park, Carnival Town, had made a number of attempts to put Happyland out of business. Failing at that, he tricked Nancy Fardet into selling it to him for one-tenth its value. Courageously, Lois Lane followed Martin in her car to retrieve the bill of sale Nancy Fardet signed. As our story continues today, the telephone call from Lois has come through. But before she can tell Kent where she is, a muffled cry comes over the wire and the line goes dead. Frantically, Kent tries to raise the operator. Listen.
Operator. Hello, operator.
Your party disconnected, sir.
I know, operator, but where did that call originate? Where did it come from?
One moment, please.
Thank you.
What happened, Mr. Kent?
Something went wrong. Lois was just about to tell me where she was when she was stopped from talking some way and the line went dead.
Oh.
Trying to get the operator to trace the call.
Oh, Mr. Kent, what could it have been?
I don't know, Miss Barter. Whatever it is, it looks serious. Wait a minute, here's the operator.
I have the information you requested, sir. That call came from the Colonial Hotel in Parkville.
The Colonial Hotel in Parkville. Thank you very much.
Parkville's about 50 miles upstate.
Yes, I know where it is. I'm going to leave at once.
Can I come with you?
I don't think you'd better, Miss Bardet. You stay here and keep an eye on the amusement park. I'll call you and let you know if anything happens.
You won't forget, because I'll be waiting here anxiously.
No, I won't forget. Goodbye. Don't worry. Oh, poor kid. Eating her heart out. Blaming everything on herself. Well, maybe it's not too late to teach Martin a lesson. And get Lois out of whatever danger she's in. I don't know if anyone can do it. Superman can. It's dark enough here to make the change.
There, that does it. Now, off to Parkville and the Colonial Hotel as fast as I can make it. Up! Up!
Darkness, Superman speeds swiftly to the rescue, winging over hill and valley like some giant bird, his strange, curious power driving him through the night with incredible speed. But meanwhile, 50 miles from the Happyland Amusement Park, Lois Lane is suffering uncomfortable moments. Trapped in her hotel room by Midway Martin and his henchman Kelly, she faces them with defiance on her lips, fear in her heart. Listen.
I won't tell you who I was calling, and nothing you do will ever get it out of me.
Pretty cocky, aren't you, Miss Lane?
You can call it that if you care to.
She was calling that reporter Kent Midway. I know all about it, Kelly. Maybe you'd better go down and see that the car's gassed up. I've changed my mind about staying here overnight. We'll keep moving.
Okay.
Now, Miss Lane, perhaps you'll tell me why you followed us here. What did you expect to gain?
I want that bill of sale you tricked Nancy Bardet into signing. You have no right to it.
Every right in the world, girlie. I paid for the Happyland Amusement Park, and it's mine, lock, stock, and barrel.
You paid for it? You mean you stole it?
Have it your own way. All I know is that I've got a legal bill of sale. And just as soon as I return from taking a little vacation, I'm going to take possession.
that's what you think.
No, I don't think it, Miss Lane. I know it. And if you take my advice, you'll keep your pretty little nose out of my affairs. You know, you might get hurt.
I'm not afraid of you, Midway Martin. You can't frighten me.
Is that so? Well, supposing I decide to take you with me, just to keep you out of trouble.
You wouldn't dare. There are still a few laws in this country that you're afraid of.
Really? Well, girlie, you're coming with me, laws or no laws. Come on.
Let go of my arm.
Come on.
I said let go of my arm.
Behave yourself, girlie. I'm warning you.
I'll behave myself just the way I should. How's this?
Oh.
And this.
Stop. Die, you little fool. Stop it, I said.
You're a thief and a swindler.
Stop.
He tripped. He tripped and fell. His head struck the chair. He's stunned. The bill's there. It must be in his pocket. This is my chance to get it. Yes. Here it is. Oh, what a break. Gotta slip by Kelly and get back to Happy Land before Martin comes to. If I can get a 5-mile start on him, but it's safe. Certainly worth trying. Well, here goes.
Taking her life in her hands, Lois leaves the hotel unobserved, hurries to her car, and starts back to Happy Land with the precious bill of sale that means everything to Nancy Bardet. But Midway Martin, only stunned by his accidental fall, recovers quickly. Finding Lois and the bill of sale missing, he and Kelly give chase in a high-powered car.
Keep your eyes peeled for a taillight, Kelly. We ought to be pulling up on her soon.
Well, what if she didn't take this road, Midway?
She took it. It's the only decent one. Yeah, what's that up ahead?
Car coming this way. You know, I still don't understand how she got away with that bill of sale.
Never mind that. She's got it. And we've got to get it back. That piece of paper is worth over $100,000 to me.
Sure. Watch it. Sharp curve up ahead.
I see it.
Boy, the road gets narrow through here. There's only 2 lanes. You think it's safe to be doing 60?
Not getting nervous, are you, Kelly?
No, but we're going up into the hills. The road runs along a cliff. There's a 100-foot drop on the right.
Don't worry. This car handles like a baby. That jalopy she's driving can't do more than 30 along here.
Look out!
I didn't see that one coming up.
Boy, we almost went over. The wheels skipped.
All right. Pipe down.
There's a car up ahead of us.
Yeah, that must be her.
Well, what are you going to do?
Pull up ahead of her and block the road.
Yeah, but what if she don't stop?
She'll stop or get killed. Hold on. Here we go.
I must be getting pretty close to Parkville. I've been following that road all the way up. There's only one thing that worries me. Martin may have skipped and taken Lois with him. If he did, I may have trouble locating him. Faster! Couple of cars down on the road. Say, one of them's traveling fast. Too fast for a narrow road like that. Look at him skid around that curve. He's mad or drunk. Great Scott, what's he trying to do? Catch the car ahead of him? A fool, he'll either crash into it or go over that cliff. I'd better hang around in case anything happens. Down!
We've got her, Kelly. She can't get away now.
She won't pull over. She's hugging the middle of the road.
I'll get her over.
Look out, she'll crash!
Hey, listen, who's running this car?
I tell you, she won't get over, Midway.
All right, then we'll force her over. Hold on.
Midway, there ain't room.
I'll make room.
Don't, she'll kill us. Look out. She's gone over the cliff.
A maniac. He forced that small car off the road, over the cliff. It's falling, turning in over end. I've got to catch it before it crashes. Down. Great Scott, someone fell out of the front seat. Can't bother about the car now. Got to save whoever it is. Down. Faster. Now, another few feet. There, I can reach out just in time to... There, I've got her. There. Now to land and see what's what. Great heavens, it's Lois Lane. That means the car chasing her was Midway Martin's. Evidently, they wanted something. That means they'll be back. Yes, there's the car parked on the road. It's Martin's car, all right. I'll just hide behind this big rock and wait for them to come down to get what they're after. They'll get it, all right. They'll get plenty.
Yeah, there's not a chance that she's alive, Midway.
Who cares? All I want is that fellow Sale.
Yeah, but it's murder. You forced her off the road.
Shut up, you fool. Who's to know it except you and me?
I know it, Martin.
Who's that?
You can't see me, but I can see you. I watched you kill that girl by forcing her car over the cliff. You'll hang for it, Martin, and you too, Kelly.
No, no. Run, Midway. Run for your life.
Running won't help you. Here I come.
He's got me.
I told you running away wouldn't help. Here, try this.
Oh, oh.
And this for you, Martin.
Stop.
Now I'll give you both something to remember me by.
No.
Now for the finishing touches. This is yours, Martin.
Stop.
And now you, Kelly. Out cold, both of them. I'll dump them into their car, come back for Lois, and get them to the police before they've even come to. Hop. Hop. And away.
Still is a mystery to me how I escaped being killed instantly. The last thing I remember, my car was going over the cliff. I wouldn't think about it, Lois.
No, Miss Bardette's right, Lois. You were lucky, that's all.
And I was lucky you happened to come along that road when you did, Mr. Kent, or Martin would have gotten that Philip Sale out of the wrecked car.
Well, he's safe now, safe behind bars. And incidentally, Lois, haven't we a story to write about the Happyland Amusement Park?
And what a story. Well, come on. Goodbye, Nancy. See you soon. Goodbye, Lois. Goodbye, Mr. Kent. And thanks a million.
Oh, forget it. Lots of luck with Happy Land.
So once again, Superman, with his strange, unbelievable powers, brings happiness where there was only sorrow. What new adventure is even now looming on the horizon? No matter what it is, you may be sure it will have its share of thrills and excitement. So don't forget, be with us next time for the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Lighthouse Point Smugglers, Part 1, which first aired on July 22nd, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hand, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and walked about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. As our story opens today, Kent is passing through the city room on his way to the office of his chief, editor Perry White of the Daily Planet, who has sent for him to discuss vacation. As Kent pauses at the editor's open door, Mr. White is reading a letter convulsed with laughter. Listen.
I beg your pardon, Mr. White. You sent for me, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Come in, Kent. Hey, get a load of this, Mr. Rich. Close the door and sit down.
What's up? Something good?
I'll say it's good. It's a letter from Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah, you remember him. Young Jimmy Olsen. Used to be copy boy for the city room.
Used to be. Mr. White, Jimmy hasn't been fired, has he? I haven't seen him around lately.
Jimmy fired? Oh, of course not. He got sick. You know, he helped his mother in a store. He was going to night school. We worked him pretty hard here at the paper.
Oh, say, that's tough. Jimmy was a mighty good kid.
Oh, he's all right. He'll be back at work in another month or so. We sent him off on sick leave. But you ought to read the letters that he writes me.
That's so? Why, where is he?
Helping a place on the New England coast. It seems he had an aunt near Margate Breakwater, a place called Lighthouse Point. You ever hear of it?
No, I don't think so. But Jimmy has an aunt, has he?
Miss Louisa Horn of Horn House.
Uh-huh.
Regular down east Yankee. But that's only the half of it. I think the boy's been reading a bunch of old dime novels in the attic.
Why? What's he say?
He says he's got a front page story, and he wants me to send a man up to cover it.
That's so?
Yeah. In fact, he suggests that I send you, Ken.
Oh, no. No, thanks, Chief. I'm due for a vacation.
Well, why not New England? Lobsters, clam chowder, sailing, dude ranches.
Huh?
No. Dude ranches are out west, aren't they?
Joking aside, Mr. White, what did Jimmy say?
He's knee-deep in mystery with all the trimming. Ghostly noises in the dead of night. Footsteps where there aren't any feet.
What?
Lights from abandoned lighthouses.
Oh, is he kidding?
Well, not intentionally. This is the third or fourth letter, and each one's wilder than the last.
You say he's seriously advising you to send me up to investigate?
Yes, indeed. Says he'll meet you at the dock with his catboat and run you out to Lighthouse Point. He's quite a boy, all right. Here, take the letter back to your desk and read it. But before you go, Kent, you're entitled to 3 weeks off. You want it now or later?
Oh, let it go, Mr. White. I'm not in any hurry.
Wait a minute, then. Sit down. City room. White.
Mr. White, this is Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen.
What? Jimmy? Well, what in the... Where are you?
Up at Margate. I'm calling long distance. Listen, Mr. White, you better send Mr. Kent up here. No fooling.
What are you talking about? Now, look at here, young man.
Mr. White, honest. I'm serious.
You mean to tell me you're wasting your money on long-distance calls?
It's my own money. I had to do it, Mr. White. There's a story up here, a big story, and I'm the only one that knows about it. Mr. White, it's smugglers.
What? Smugglers? How do you know?
That's only part of it. I don't want to tell the cops. I'm giving it for the paper. Mr. White, you just got to send Mr. Kent. I tell you, you got to. Oh, my golly. Jeepers.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy, are you there?
No use, Mr. White. He's gone. Somebody or something drove him away from the phone.
A little idiot. Oh, a joke's a joke. But to spend $4 or $5 on a long-distance call...
I don't think he was joking, Mr. White. I've known Jimmy pretty well. He's as level-headed a boy as you'll find anywhere. Did he say something about smugglers?
Yes. He said that was only part of it.
I think I'll change my mind, Mr. White.
What do you mean?
I think I'll take my vacation now after all, and up in New England.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Did you mention a catboat a while ago?
Kent, you're out of your mind.
Well, maybe, but I like sailing. And when it comes to those Yankee dude ranches...
No wisecracks. And if you're really going...
I really am, Mr. White. I'll wire Jimmy to meet me with his catboat. For one thing, I want to know why he left that phone so suddenly.
All right, Kent. Have a good time. And if you do get a story up there, remember the paper that pays your salary.
Cloaked in darkness, Clark Kent as Superman speeds north to the rockbound coast of Maine, to Margate Breakwater, where young Jimmy Olsen waits eagerly. Boarding Jimmy's small catboat, Kent embarks on the short run to Lighthouse Point over choppy water and in a freshening wind.
Well, Jimmy, you've certainly learned to handle this old catboat.
I do all right, Mr. Kent.
How do you know where you're heading in the dark and all?
Oh, that's easy. See that light straight ahead of us? That's Crumbo Island.
Oh. Where your aunt's house is located?
Oh, no. Aunt Louise's house is on Lighthouse Point.
Oh, I see.
But her lighthouse hasn't had a light in it for years. It's deserted.
Did you say her lighthouse?
Yep. Her grandfather built it. Old Joshua Horn. So as he could find his way into his own dock. What's the matter? What are you looking at?
Oh, that light on Crumbo Island's gone out. It's disappeared.
Oh, that's all right. Probably a rain squall. Yeah. I just felt a drop.
Can we get through it all right?
Oh, sure. The lighthouse will show again in a minute. We just keep right on till we pick up the bellboy and then bear off to the right.
You mean starboard, if you want to talk like a sailor.
Okay. But look, I was going to tell you why I left the phone so quick. I had to because I seen them coming right into the store where I was phoning from.
Them? Who?
The guys. Same fellas I wrote Mr. Kent about. It's a gang, Mr. Kent. They're after something in Lighthouse Point, and I'm betting right now they're smugglers. Twice already I've seen them come ashore in Lighthouse Point at night. The dog scared them off. But that isn't all.
Well, that's plenty if it's true.
Wait till I tell you the rest. What's the matter now?
There's someone coming up astern. In a speedboat.
I don't see any lights. How do you know?
I hear them. Aren't they required to show lights by law?
You bet they are, Mr. Kent. It's them, the smugglers. Turn out your light, quick. I don't hear anything, do you?
Yes. Listen.
Now I hear it. Coming up fast. What do we do? What if they're after us?
Sit tight, Jimmy. They're sheering off. Must have seen your running light.
Gee, what do you know about that? Mr. Kent, it must be them.
Huh. Queer business, all right. Now, what are they up to?
Search me, but I'd sure like to know where they're heading.
So would I. Jimmy, you started to tell me something just before that boat came up.
Oh, yes, about me and Aunt Lou. It was night before last, Mr. Kent.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what time it was, but I woke up and heard the dog barking like anything. So I went down to see about it.
Your aunt's dog?
Yes, Tiger. At least that's his name. But he doesn't live up to it.
Well, what was the matter?
Aunt Lou was there, too. We were standing in the kitchen, and all of a sudden we heard something. Down in the cellar.
What?
I'm telling you, just as clear as anything, Mr. Kent. Say, it's beginning to rain. There's a slicker in the cabin.
Oh, never mind me. What was it you heard in the cellar, Jimmy?
There was a big bump. Then it sounded like somebody was dragging something.
In the cellar?
Right under where we were standing. But now get this, Mr. Kent. We went down there. Aunt Lou got a lamp and we went right down. But when we got down the stairs, that cellar was absolutely empty.
Are you sure?
You bet I'm sure. And here's another funny thing. The dog shut right up and never made another sound. What do you make out of that?
Look here, Jimmy. Is your aunt alone in the house right now?
Yes. She's waiting up for us. Why?
Give the boat all the sail she'll take. I have an idea. The sooner we get to Lighthouse Point, the better.
Okay, I'll give her canvas.
Any idea where you are, Jimmy?
Pretty close in, I guess. There's the Crumbo Island light again. Now, if we could just pick up the bellboy.
What's the course?
Straight for Crumbo Island. That's the light. So we hear the boy and then turn into the creek.
Oh, the light's gone again.
No, it isn't. It just can't see it in the rain. There it is. Say, that's queer. It's winking. Look. Crumbo Island steady. What the dickens?
Jimmy, watch where you're heading. I think I see rocks.
Rocks? There can't be. Say, where are we, Mr. Kent? You better take the tiller. I'm going up in the bow.
All right.
Just hold her steady.
Something queer about this. I don't understand that light. It seems mighty close. And that speedboat. If I thought he wouldn't see me, I...
Mr. Kent! Hey, look out! Put it over! Over hard! Rocks! We're crashing!
Come back here, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Help! Help!
Overboard. He was thrown clear. Got to get him. The boat's stove in. We're sinking. Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Great heavens, not a sound. Jimmy! Must have hit his head. He's drowning. Got to get up or I can see things. Up! Up! There he is. 10 feet underwater. And tangled in seaweed. Down! Down!
Not it. He can't stand much of this. Got to tear that stuff loose. There. That does it. Now up. Up into the air.
Out. And I hope I'm in time. There's a shoreline just beyond those rocks. Looks like a beach. Up we go. Up. Up.
Jimmy, sure you're all right?
I'm all right. I remember pitching off the bowhead. Where are we?
On some kind of a beach. Now, don't try to sit up. You got a nasty crack and you swallowed a lot of water.
I'm okay, Mr. Kent. Say, that's the lighthouse. Look.
What lighthouse?
Ours, Aunt Lou's. Mr. Kent, what the dickens? We've come ashore on Lighthouse Point.
Well, how could we? We were heading straight for the light on Crumbo Island. Or were we?
Mr. Kent, that light, it wasn't on Crumbo Island at all. It was right here on the point. I thought it was queer, winking like that. But gee, there hasn't been a light up there for 50 years. Mr. Kent, what's going on?
Jimmy, quiet. Someone running up the beach.
Mr. Kent, quick, let's get up. Where are they?
Can you run? All right, come on, now.
I see them. There they are.
It's only one. Great Scott, it's a woman. Oh, she's falling. She's down. Quick, Jimmy.
I'm with you. A woman. Gee.
There, look.
Why, Mr. Kent. That's Aunt Louisa. Aunt Lou.
Steady, Jimmy. I don't think she's hurt. Just stunned.
Aunt Lou. I don't understand.
All right, Jimmy. What was your Aunt Lou doing on the beach in this rain? And why was she running away?
Mysteries are piling up thick and fast on Lighthouse Point. Who was in the speedboat that passed Kent and Jimmy without lights? Why was there a winking lamp in a lighthouse dark for 50 years? And what was Miss Louisa Horn doing on the open beach in a driving rain? Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.